podcast on the initial interview with a student. This is one of the resources of the Pan London Practice Learning Group to help people understand the changes to the recent NMC guidance. This podcast looks at the initial interview which takes place between the student and the practice supervisor at the beginning of the placement. In some organisations, it may be the practice assessor who conducts the initial interview. This depends on local policy and is worth checking. The initial interview is a chance for the practice supervisor to get to know the student and to develop rapport. The aim is to assess learning needs and set objectives for the placement, which should be documented in the Pan London Practice Assessment document. Getting to know the student means finding out about them, and you may want to ask questions about previous placements, experiences they have had, and what they enjoy. There are different tools which can be used to assess learning needs. These include a gap analysis or a slot analysis. A gap analysis identifies the student's current skills, knowledge and experience and matches these to the requirements, considering the gap that exists and the learning needs. A slot analysis is based on a SWOT analysis, which is a snapshot of a situation at a given time. A slot analysis looks at the strengths, learning needs, opportunities and threats. The strengths and learning needs are about the student, whilst the opportunities and threats are more concerned with the department, setting or organisation. Strengths may include the student's knowledge, skills, proficiencies, experience and attitude, whilst learning needs may be gaps in these areas, but may equally be concerned with confidence and consolidation of skills. Opportunities look at the range of options for the student to learn during the placement, which may include observation, shadowing other professionals, attending meetings and handovers, reflection, study sessions, and practice. The threats are the barriers to the student learning, which may include time, workload within the setting, lack of opportunities, or resources. Once a slot analysis has been drawn up, the next step is to prioritise the learning needs, looking at what is reasonable within the time frame and focusing on the proficiencies required for the stage of learning. It is useful to refer to the Pan London Practice Assessment document to help with prioritisation of learning needs. It is really important to be realistic in terms of what can be achieved during the placement. When the learning needs have been prioritised, learning objectives should be set and documented in the practice assessment document. In identifying learning objectives, it helps to consider the learner's preferred learning style to maximise the learning opportunity and also to consider options for transferring the learning to the workplace. SMART objectives are goals which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant or realistic, and time-bound. This means that an objective should be specific to the learner and the setting and the stage of learning, indicate how achievement will be measured, be achievable within any constrictions, for example time, be relevant for the stage of learning, and have a defined deadline. The smarter an objective, the easier it is for the learner and it is easier for the reviewer to assess progress against. A student should have no more than 3 SMART objectives. These should be documented in the practice assessment document and regularly reviewed to consider progress against objectives. Now that you have an idea of the tools that are used in the initial interview, you could consider doing a slot analysis for yourself in your role as practice supervisor or practice assessor as you take on a new role. Then select one of your learning needs or more and identify a SMART objective for yourself. In addition to this podcast, there is an e-learning resource on assessing learning needs, which may be helpful for you. Thank you for listening to this podcast.